Chucky Brown, an NC State legend and a fellow soccer fan. We don't have to talk soccer here, Chucky. Let's talk about the NBA Finals, because you and I would love to talk to you about the beautiful game another time. So, but let me get your take on the finals. There were a lot of people who thought we were headed for a sweep, and then the Miami Heat showed up again. What's your read on two games of the NBA Finals?
Nah, I know. First of all, how you doing? And I apologize for coming on late.
You're good.
Sometimes administrators don't know when to cut off what they're saying and get to the point. But anyway, we ain't gonna go there. But my read on the first two games, I never thought it was gonna be a sweep. I actually said Denver in six. Miami's just too good. I mean, too tough of a team to talk about sweeping them. But I do think that Denver is the better team, and Miami, just like, you know, they got, just like they did last night, like, some dudes have to show up, you know, like the first game they didn't show up, and like Spoelstra did a great thing by playing Kevin Love. I was wondering where Kevin Love was in the first game.
Yeah.
And also I think what Spoelstra got to do too is just what he did last night. Go ahead, you know, Jokic's going to get his, but he can't get the assist too. You know, you make sure those other guys don't kill you. So that's what he did, and now Denver has to make the adjustment to what they did.
Yeah, what's interesting is in the post game, Spoelstra was asked that question about basically making Jokic a scorer as opposed to a facilitator, and he brushed it off as though, oh, to the untrained eye. But it was pretty obvious that because that guy is such a good passer, that he can run their entire offense, that if you make him a scorer, it doesn't eliminate it, but it changes the Nuggets game. That's just good coaching, no?
Yeah, I think that's great coaching because, you know, yeah, he's going to get his, but what you can't have is the double teaming, and then, you know, you get Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, he gets off. Michael Porter, he gets off. And then you'll have some guy that wasn't supposed to get off will also get off because you're leaving him alone. And you got to remember, these guys are pro athletes. Like, a pro player, you give them an open shot, they're going to make open shots.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was a good adjustment by Spoelstra. I liked it.
Chucky Brown is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. I also saw for much of at least the third and fourth quarters, and certainly in the fourth quarter, it wasn't Bam Adebayo guarding Nikola Jokic. It was at times Gabe Vincent. Caleb Martin took a turn. They were letting, right. I mean, Spoelstra was putting guards or small forwards on Jokic. What did you make of that?
Yeah, I thought it was a good move. You make him like they wanted to do. They wanted to make him into a scorer. They made him into a scorer. Now, and if you do, it was a good move also, because if you do decide to double, you're coming with a big guy to double. Like, Bam would be coming to double.
Right.
And probably out of that double team, the smaller guy would leave out of the double team. So that was a good move. You know, and Denver's going to have to figure out what they're going to do, because they got to get, you know, like, because Jamal Murray didn't really get off last night. You know, Michael Porter, none of them other guys really got off, but then Jokic had like 46, you know, but they lost. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You know, so now Denver has to make the adjustment now and see what they're going to do.
Did you, Chucky Brown is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Did you get the sense that Denver's defensive energy was not great? Because that's what Mike Malone was really mad at after the game.
Yeah, I thought I did think they had low energy. I think, like, things came so easy game one, and sometimes as players, you know, you may think, oh, we got these dudes. You know what I'm saying? We got them. Well, Miami probably was a little tired, too, in game one, because they had no legs to make those shots, because they did get some wide-open looks. They just kept taking them and kept missing them. So I do think that, like, Denver's defensive energy was not there. I totally agree with Mike Malone on that.
All right, a couple of more questions for Chucky Brown, who is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. When you watch Jokic play, does he remind you of anybody that you played with or against in your career?
You know, he's kind of a unique guy, man, because Like, I was just trying to compare him to, like Kevin McHale. Like, Kevin McHale, but I'm not saying his move, post moves are as good as Kevin McHale. I'm just trying to think of a non-athletic guy that was killing during the time that I played. So, I mean, he's sort of a unique guy, I think. You know, he's kind of awkward.
Yeah.
You know, because he's not athletic whatsoever. So he doesn't really remind me of anybody. Like, I hear the announcers sometimes, they be saying some crazy stuff like rebounds like Moses and passes like Magic. They can throw that out. That's not true. But he is definitely a unique guy. And I've not seen any, you know, and be so big and he brings the ball up. You know, I mean, he's a different kind of guy. He's a different kind of guy. I can't think of anybody that he reminds me of.
He's a unicorn. I mean, there's just I was talking to somebody last night. Like, I'm not taking anything away from him. He might be the best player on earth right now. But I would love to have seen a series where he and Giannis had to go at each other for seven games, because Giannis has the size and the athleticism to at least bother Jokic defensively. If Milwaukee were to do something like that, that would have been a matchup for the ages.
Yeah, I think Giannis could probably get the better of him, because, like you said, Giannis has the size, and then Giannis has the athleticism. Now, the only thing Giannis would have to do is not go for the ball fakes and the pump fakes and stuff like that, and he'd be fine as far as, like, I think he could guard him and probably guard him the best, like, one-on-one.
And finally, for you, Chucky Brown, is Jimmy Butler stuck in a different era? I know he's capable. I wouldn't call him a good 3-point shooter. I would call him a capable 3-point shooter. But it looks like his game belongs like in the mid 90s.
Yeah, I think Jimmy Butler is a throwback, and I don't consider him a 3-point shooter. I think he's a mid range guy.
Yeah.
He's a mid-range guy. That's who he is. He can make threes, but that's not his shot. If you're playing against him, you want him to take those shots.
Yeah.
But if you're coaching him, you're like, hey, Jimmy, what you doing? Yo, get to your spot. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I think he might be a guy that could be caught in the time warp, because he's a tough defensive guy, a two-way guy. And I don't think there are a lot of two-way guys playing today. I think I think the game has become more offensive. So, and you know, that's a good thing for the fans. I mean, it's good for the game. But, yeah, Jimmy Butler, he's a throwback guy. I love watching him play.
Chucky Brown, before I say goodbye, when you brought up Kevin McHale earlier, I remember growing up as a Knicks fan, I could not stand Kevin McHale, because I swear that they were all travels, but I know they weren't. But he just kept going back and forth, left and right, back and forth, spinning this way and that way, and then all of a sudden it's a layup, and you go, how did that happen again? But it always happened.
Right, you know, Kevin McHale was tough, man. I remember getting matched up on him a couple times, and I was just like, well, I'm just going to stay down and just let him shoot it over me. I'm not going to go for the face. So, but Kevin McHale was tough, man.
He was an amazing player. Chucky Brown, I appreciate your time, my friend. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, man.
You got it. Chucky Brown here on the Adam Gold Show. For those people who didn't see Kevin McHale play, as I say to my son, Google him. Just Google him. And you tell me if that wouldn't be frustrating to watch as a fan of the other team. Like, it had to be a travel, right? Right? So, the whole McHale is... He was an amazing, amazing player. He is, in fact, a Hall of Famer.